Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. Well, it's a pleasure to have everyone back listening again. I'd like to first give an honor to God for allowing me to be able to entertain you guys, and thank you, God, for allowing the listeners to come out and be entertained. Well, I want to give out the call-out numbers. The calling numbers are 917-932-8881, and if you're calling from overseas, it's 877-218-1183, and if you want to get on the line with Stevie G, you have to hit option 1. And tonight we're going to do a theme. I have a Facebook page, a group on Facebook called Music Life, and we have a bunch of different people who post in there. So I'm going to pull up some of the posts that we have in that group, and that's what we're going to listen to tonight. And the first song we're going to listen to was posted by Jenny Wembley, and the name of the post, the name of the song is No More Rain in This Cloud by Angie Stone.
Hi.
more rain in this cloud. And I'm going to keep it going. This post is by me, Stevie G, in light of our brother Trayvon. Marvin Gaye, Say the Children. Complicated Passions and SK63 in the chat room. Thanks for coming out. It's always a pleasure. You know that. Complicated, we miss you, man. We miss you. Usually you're in here, but you've been busy, and I know you've been busy doing your thing lately, so, hey. Okay, I'm not going to play back that. I have to find that again, but we're going to replay that song because that is definitely dedicated to the young gentleman that had to give up his life for nothing, Trayvon Martin. Right now we're going to play some Hall & Oates, She's Gone, and that was posted by Miss Robin Dennis, the Black of the Berry Moore. So as soon as this pulls up, there you go. Thank you. on my Hall & Oates, and that was posted by Robin Black of the Berry. And this is my post, Let's See, and featuring Jaheim, Stay Together. There's an advertisement on this, so bear with it. Please. While the advertisement is coming up, I guess I can speak my mind. Complicated passage, like I was saying, I haven't seen you in the group, on the show in a while. I'm glad you showed up tonight. I hope you come and bless the mic as you always do. That's because I'm playing them right off the videos themselves. Anyway, we got a caller on the line. A caller from the 916. You're on the line with Stevie G. Who might this be?
Stevie G, what's going on? It's Chef. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Chef. How you doing tonight?
I'm awesome, man. You know I'm loving your show, brother. You know that.
I came to your show the other night, but you was having some difficulties, wasn't you?
Man, thank you, Blog Talk.
I know. Trust me, I know the feeling.
Yes, sir. But this week's show is going to be so awesome, brother. I got a celebrity chef, Chef Amadeus, on, and we're going to be discussing quite a few things about, you know, working with the youth and pulling them up in the community, all types of stuff. We'll be talking about cooking, too. But we'll be talking about a lot of things that are going on. So
I may not be on your show this week because I'm going to be traveling. I'm driving down to Atlanta tomorrow, so I don't know if I'm going to be down in time to be on your show or not, but...
I know if I can get on,
I'll be on. But if I can't get on, you know why? Because I'm gonna be traveling.
But it's all good. We will continue. We will give you shots tomorrow, whether you hear them or not. Somebody else is gonna hear them, and somebody else is gonna come to Stevie G Poetry and Melodies, man. Because I'm gonna tell you, brother, I totally enjoy your show. Totally.
I'm glad you like it, man. I'm glad you love it, man. I like your show as well. I don't miss it every Friday. I'm on there. That's Chef Ernesto. Food Talk with Chef Ernesto, y'all, every Friday night.
Every Friday. And I got a new show, too, and it airs all Pacific time, 4 a.m., 8 a.m., and 5 p.m. Every day for 7 days it airs that. And so this is a completely different station but the same type of show. So
tell them about it, Chef.
So we do a thing. It's called One Talk Network. And this week's show, if you could catch it tomorrow, I mean, 4 o'clock is 7 o'clock out there, and 8 o'clock, of course, is 11 o'clock, so it's not too early in the morning. And 5 o'clock, of course, is 8 o'clock, so it's not too late. And if you could catch that show, even a portion of it, I really go deep into food safety. I go so deep into food safety that it actually scares people. But, I mean, it brings a reality that this is how we really have to be with our food, because food could be dangerous, or it could hate you, or it could love you. You know, we always want you to know how to take care of business right. So we're doing some good things out there, brother. So.
Well, I'm glad, man. I'm glad somebody's telling us something, you know, because
yes, sir.
There's a whole lot of things happening out here that shouldn't be. So at least somebody's coming up and
saying,
hey, this is
what
it should be.
Man, whoo, don't get me started.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Chef,
I'm going to get back to the music, man. You know, thanks for coming out as usual. And if I get a chance, I'll be on your show tomorrow night. If not, I just have to catch you next week.
And the beauty about this show is that it runs in the archives, but I feel you, my brother. God bless you, man.
Hey, you make sure you post that up, that new show, okay? And if I get a chance to get on there, I will.
All right, my brother.
All right, man. That was Chef Ernesto, y'all. He's a chef that does this thing on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Okay, I'm going to give a shout-out to my Complicated Passions and my Soft Kisses 63. Thank you, people that are on the telephone lines. Thank you for coming out. If you want to get on the show, 917-932-8881 is the number. If you're calling from overseas, it's 877-218-1183. And if you want to get on the phone with me like Chef just did, you got to hit option 1. Okay. I'm going to play this song. It takes me back. I love this song. I posted it in my group. Music Life is Lulu, To Say With Love. Don't ask me what's so wonderful about this song, but I love it. So I'm going to pull it up. If you hear any advertisements before, that's because it's a video coming up. So just bear with it for a second. was Lulu with To Serve With Love from the movie soundtrack, To Serve With Love. I love that song. Don't ask me why, because a lot of people don't care for it, but I do. Anyway, I'm going to keep the music going and put on some old school. Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of a Broken Hearted, 1965, posted by Pamela Basima Williams. Get to this caller. Caller from the 562. You're on the line with Stevie G. Caller from the 562. Caller from the 562. Okay, I think that's my man, Complicated Passions. I'll put him on hold. He probably stepped away and get back to some music. Michael Jackson on Butterflies, posted by Vanessa McGill. If you get a advertisement, this is all coming from video, straight from the video. Thank you. King of Pop and Butterfly. I don't know if you guys can hear the music. I see Soft Kisser 63 said that she can hear the music. Divine, can you hear the music? Complicated Passions, can you not hear the music or can you hear the music? Anyway, let me see if I can get Complicated Passions back on the microphone here.
How you doing today?
562, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but the music was really low, and it sounded like it had a lot of air on it and everything.
Oh, I don't know. Everybody else seemed to hear. Maybe it was just something, though. Maybe it was a glitch. Did it get louder gradually, or?
Yes, it did. It got louder, but it feels like it had a lot of air on it, you know. So
oh, okay.
So it could be a Block Talk issue.
Maybe because it could be.
My cell phone.
Who knows, man? Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen on Block Talk, right?
You never know. You never know.
What you going to do for us tonight, Complicated? You
going to
get us all in
the
lovey-dovey mood?
Well, sort of, kind of, you know, I'm going to give thought and I'm going to give the answer, all right?
Okay, what's the name of the poem you're about to read, sir?
Thoughts, and then I'm going to read the answer. Those
oh,
are two
okay, I'm
pieces,
sorry.
But they're short enough to don't only take up a minute of time, so they'll give you thought and I'll give you an answer.
Take as much time as you need, bro. Go on, do you.
All right. I want to share a moment. It is to fill you. These words are just a prelude to the emotions that are already burning deep inside of you. Passion comes to mind. It is a wanting of every man and woman. Imagine to be loved like your dreams, finding the one who moves you from fantasy to reality. Did you catch that? Let me tell. This is not something to be played with, no imaginary pipe dreams. This is the real thing, just something to give you thought when you surrender that love thing to the moment of a zero. Now, she brought thought to an already vivid imagination. If only for a moment I could get her attention. She said I was a player, but not in those exact words. It was a metaphor about my personality. I guess she doesn't know the real me, or was she wanting and I didn't see. I found myself compelled. Could I be? Was she really speaking of me? She became that question spoken out loud. This left me with thought. She would only leave me to wonder with a smile, for her answer would now be my hunger, Complicated Passions. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Complicated Passions, as usual, doing his thing and blessing the mic. Complicated, can you let everybody out there know what's going on with you, your book, and, you know, what's happening? Just give them a brief sum of what's going on with you.
Okay, right now I just released a new book on the 21st of it came out last month. It's called The Lyrical Expressions of Complicated Passions. Just had a great feature this past Friday. I'm looking to get out to a lot more venues and get across the country as soon as possible. And so I'm in the lab working on my studio, and I'm going to start my CD. So I'm in the studio working on my CD and just trying to get things going. And I got two new books coming out in October, so hopefully in October that I'm out with the CD and my two new books at the same time. So if you want to hear me more of me, you can find me on some other Blog Talk shows, but most likely it'll be right here at this station with Stevie G.
Well, we appreciate you coming out, and always, as usual, you bring love into the air of our show, even in sad times when people are angry like myself about the situations going on in the country. You always bring love. So we appreciate
oh, yeah.
the love that you bring, bro.
Oh, well, definitely. I definitely have that same anger and frustration, but that's something that we've lived with, you and I, because we're at that age that we've seen it, and that's why, you know, I had to talk with my son, too, about I told him the other day that he was my Trayvon Martin, and that every time he walks out that door, I'm worried. When he goes to school, I'm worried. When he's walking home, I'm worried. So when he's not in my eyesight, then I'm worried. So he understands now. Because our children don't have that care, and then this kid, he's so friendly, but everybody's not going to be friendly to you like that. So,
right.
So I use that metaphor of tragic moment and told him that he was my Trayvon Martin. So definitely, you know, that I would tell all parents, protect your children, because this country's not going to.
That's true.
So.
Well, man, I'm going to put you on hold, and thanks for bringing out the and coming out and blessing the mic as usual. I'll get back
Thank
to you.
You.
Still on the mic, then I'll get you in and get you to do another poem, all right?
Okay. All right, then.
All right, Complicated. Thank you, bro. Complicated Passions, y'all. Complicated is 100% right. These kids they really are our Trayvon Martins, and we got to look out for them, man, because they carefree. They out here doing their thing. They're not thinking about that, you know? So he's right. He's right, and 100% he's right. Okay, y'all, I'm going to put some music on. I'm going to get back to what I started with, and I lost it. Marvin Gaye, Save the Children, 1971. This is posted in the group by me.
Marvin Gaye would save the children, y'all. Marvin Gaye, save the children. Very becoming. Well, I'm going to read a little piece that I wrote. It's not a new piece. It's an old piece. And it's called What Half of Me. I've endured some issues growing from a boy to a man. Some may consider me slightly tanned. Because of my slight tan, I've been shunned as a Caucasian. I've been ridiculed as a brother because I had a half-white mother. I've been measured as a man due to the tone of my skin. It's like that now, and it was like that back then, when I was a young boy growing up in the hood. Most were confused by my nationality, so of course I was misunderstood. In actuality, the misunderstanding was on my part, trying to figure out why I was being judged by the tone of my skin and not by the compassion in my heart. How do you decipher who I am when half of me is white and the other half black man? I had no hand in my creation, yet both sides of me suffer damnation. To me, I'm just a man, olive in tone. God made me who I am, and he sits on the throne. The answers to my questions I seek from the Almighty, and not what half of me some deem what's right or not right for me. Who are you to pass judgment on the tone of my skin or the texture of my hair? How do I take you serious or trust you to be fair? What half of me do you like? What half of me to you is right? What half of me is embarrassing? What half of me causes you're harassing me? What half of me makes you hate the other half? What half of me makes you think I have no class? What half of me makes you call me white? And what half of me makes you think that that's right? What half of me makes you call me nigger? Is it the half of me you just can't figure out how this half-breed bastard can understand what it is to be a whole man? Well, ignorant people, you know exactly who you are. It didn't take two halves to get me this far. It took wisdom and lessons to become this man. And two halves make the whole damn man that I am. And that's my piece for tonight. I got to put some bills. I got to pay some bills, y'all.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow four proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
That was holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com. Okay. I'm going to play Poetry Man by Phoebe Snow, 1974. This was dedicated to me by Stephanie Sims in Music Life. much, Stephanie Sims, for dedicating that to me. I appreciate it. And I'm going to keep the music flowing with some Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton, So In Love. That's posted in the group by me. I'm going to tell you, Booker T gets more commercials than anybody on the planet.
We're kind of just introducing him to a new, you know, generation.
know Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton is so in love. Woo, that song is good. I love that song. I'm going to keep Jill Scott rolling and put on Jill Scott, Shame featuring Eve. That's posted by me in the group. After the advertisement, of course.
Ancestry.com searches the world's largest online family history resource so you can discover who you came from, what they did, where they lived, and how it all led to you. Your story is here. Start searching Ancestry.com.
your own. Well, let me see what we're going to play on here next. Oops. Next we're going to play something by Basima. She posted in the group. The Jones Girls, Dancing to a Romance. Brandy Feet. Oh, no, we got to play this one. Because I got to have my hip-hop every once in a while. You know, poetry, poets like hip-hop. And Brandy featuring Queen Latifah, Yo-Yo, and MC Light. I Want to Be Down. I love this song.
Here we go now, and it's on, yeah, and
that was You Wanna Be Down, Brandy, Queen Latifah, Yo-Yo, and MC Light. I Wanna Be Down. That's some East Coast music for you. Anyway, I'm going to put on some Tina Marie with Casanova Brown.
Thank you.
something else before I get off the air tonight. I wrote a poem called Sensitivity, and it's a short poem. It's not too long. Does it bother you, the things I do, watching your sensitive side crash through? I love you, babe, but I wreck your last nerve. But in reality, it's that little voice you heard that circulates your emotions around and moves your sensitivity buttons up and down. I hear you craving and you ask me why. It seems you want me to change my lifestyle. So I see I have to man up to weather your storm when your massive emotions take their form. But it's okay, for you I will. My sensitive side for you can feel your huge heart as it starts to cry. Then you look at me with teary eyes. I search to find my softer side, but it's high on a shelf right next to my pride. So I swallow and succumb to your heart's desire. And my softer side you acknowledge and admire. Sensitivity is your inner you. And I love you no matter how your sensitivity shines through. End poem. Well, I might as well put some last-minute music on. Let's do a little Kim, and let's dedicate this to Miss Trayvon's mom. That was A Mother's Love by Kim. And speaking of A Mother's Love, I always try to dedicate the last song to my mom. Was something that she would listen to when I was a kid growing up. And this is one of those songs. Dakota State and Give Me the Simple Life. Tonight, y'all have a wonderful week. I don't think I'm going to be having a show next week because I'm going to be traveling. So thank you for coming out. Divine Lyric, Complicated Passions, Soft Kisses. Thank you for coming out, all the people in the on the phone lines. Thank you. I hope to see you next week.